So again, Deputy Chief Bonnie is kind of the brainchild behind all this. She's done all the work and did a bunch of research, and we have partnered with a couple of different folks and organizations. We partnered with the Prescott Police Department Foundation. I think you're aware of those folk, and so they are kind of fronting the money and helping pay for things like that, so it doesn't come out of city funds and budget. So they're paying for stuff to do some different things. And then we've also partnered with the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Breast Cancer Research Center there, and they're helping us out.
Yeah, so I would encourage you to look up the Pink Patch Project. It is a national campaign dedicated to raising awareness, education about early detection, treatment, and about breast cancer.
Okay.
Each department does it differently, but under the umbrella of the Pink Patch Project. So we partnered with them, and then Emblem Authority, who makes the patches, and Emblem Authority is a national company as well that gives a really good discount for them, so they're not expensive, so it makes them affordable. And they let you pick what charity you want the money to go to. Some agencies do, like City of Hope, which is California-based. Some do, you know, ones down in the valley. And for ours, we chose to go through the Prescott Police Foundation and partner with Breast Care Center at the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, since they're local. So we will be wearing these starting October 1st, all the way through the end of October. We will be selling the patches to the public if they want, for $5 a piece. We have a ton of, and David, we can work on getting the schedule to you, but a ton of different outreach events that we're gonna be going to. What really got this going, that's important for the readers to know, is that, of course, breast cancer affects everybody, but this year we had two members of our police department, their wives were diagnosed with breast cancer. And so, of course, when that hits home, public safety is a family, the Prescott Police Department is a family, and this was one of the things that we decided that we could do to support them and let them know that they're not battling this alone. Yeah. We are with them, the community is with them. They are both still undergoing some form of treatment. One's a little bit, you know, obviously different, but this is a statement for them from their police department family. And the really cool thing is that we did not make this mandatory for people. We offered.
So officers can wear their traditional uniform or they could go pink.
Uh-huh.
And we've had an overwhelming
everyone
response.
Wow.
Of people that want to do this.
Also then, like, our civilian staff, our records ladies, uh-huh, up front, property and evidence, and our, some of our non-uniform staff as well, our investigators and things like that. Those are those polo shirts that you saw. So our civilian staff are going to be wearing that, interacting with the public as well. They've kind of set up their own little when they're going to do it, you know, most. But like my records ladies up front, they've already said, okay, every Monday we're going to wear the pink shirt and any kind of busy day, mm-hmm, just to get lots of exposure with that. So that's what all those are.
And the patches will be available for purchase at the window. And when somebody buys one, if they're interested, we'll give them a ribbon. They can write a name on it. We'll have a banner in the lobby of pink ribbons.
And Dutch Brothers has been real generous with us. You know, we're going to kind of do a little pop-up, and we're going to do some Facebook Live events. And, you know, the first 10 or first 12 people that come see us, come find us, we're going to have pink donuts and pink cookies that we're going to give away throughout the day. So we're going to meet with them. Again, Dutch Brothers has offered coffee for us, which is really kind of cool. From there, I think we're going to go to the square and just hang out on the square for a couple hours and just meet with some people and chat and hang out, and obviously have the car, the chief, deputy chief, myself, and another member of HR, Patrice Brinkman, who's really helping us out with social media, is gonna be there. And then from the square, we're gonna go up to Panera and hang out at Panera at lunchtime from about 11 to 1. And do some things up there. We're gonna do this all month long with this sort of stuff. And then after Panera, we're gonna go to the hospital and hang out at Yavapai Regional.
In Prescott Valley,
or here? R1 here, Yavapai Regional West. and do some things. We got tables, like I said, with some of the giveaways and donations. We're certainly asking for donations for all that stuff. But we kind of got some cool things, you know, pens and trinkets and the ribbons. Some of those shirts are going to be for sale as well. Those polo shirts are going to be for sale to cover our costs. And then the pink patches as well. That'll be this kind of the centerpiece of the whole program.
So, and all extra proceeds that are raised then go to the Police Foundation, which will be working with the hospital.
Correct. Yes, okay. Ma'am. Yeah. I mean, we are not, none of the money's going in our pocket.
Right.
It's all going to be to the foundation and the hospital. They're going to split those funds. We think it's kind of cool. I mean, I think it's going to be a neat project. I think the community is going to really fall in love with it.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, we were, the car, I think, looks great. It's beyond our expectations. I think it looks beautiful. And I think it's going to be eye-catching. The guys and gals in patrol are going to be driving it, so you're going to see it out on the streets, driving around at nighttime and going to calls, you know, high visibility with it. And then during the daytime, you're going to see it at a lot of events around town and just very visible. Because I think that visibility, people are going to stop and say, you know, what is this? Tell me about this. And so I think it's going to be a neat project. You know, and in today's day and age, everybody needs that, you know, positive community relations and community outreach. And again, part of the driving force for us is very personal too, because of our PD family members.
Yeah.
You know, when they're hurting and going through pain, we are too. And we want to support them as well and let them know that we love and care for them.